Cambodia's president, Hun Sen, facing a cutoff of World Bank development loans, has agreed to set aside land in the capital city of Phnom Penh for people evicted to make way for a Chinese-financed luxury development. In mid-August, under growing pressure from housing activists opposed to the massive Bong Khak Lake project to build high-end housing and shops, the World Bank voted to cut loans for new development projects. However, the World Bank will continue to fund $350 million in existing health and education projects in Cambodia, one of Asia's poorest countries. Reuters reports over 15,000 city residents have already been evicted from their homes to make way for the Chinese-financed housing and shopping development. Land seizures that result in homelessness are among Cambodia's most pressing human rights issues. Property deeds and other land records were mostly destroyed under the Khmer Rouge's genocidal regime in the late 1970s. According to the Guardian newspaper, housing groups in Cambodia say residents in the development zone are denied due process in eviction claims or asserting property rights in violation of World Bank policy. Each year in Cambodia, an estimated 30,000 people are forced to move off their land to make room for real estate development, mining, and agricultural projects. On August 31st, Australia's High Court ruled that a controversial policy to send asylum seekers to Malaysia was illegal, but Prime Minister Julia Gillard is now trying to revive the plan. Gillard wants to send 800 asylum seekers to Malaysia in return for accepting 4,000 refugees from Malaysia. Gillard stated the government would revive the Malaysian deal and would circumvent the objections of the High Court by altering the country's migration laws. According to the Guardian newspaper, Gillard's move to breathe new life into the plan came as a new poll indicating her approval rating had fallen to the lowest for a prime minister in the past 17 years. The few thousand asylum seekers that come to Australia annually stir intense political debate over border security. The goal of the plan is to deter smugglers who traffic migrants on a dangerous journey via leaky fishing boats from Indonesia, sending a message to refugees that they will not be guaranteed resettlement in Australia. Gillard's prior proposal included an offshore processing center in Timor-Leste, but were scrapped when the Timorese government declined the arrangement. The plan to change the migration laws, slated to be introduced in late September, faces difficult passage through Parliament and requires support from the Conservative opposition, which so far has criticized the Malaysian deal. A decade after the Honest Tea Company started up in a kitchen to create a healthier, organic alternative to sugary soft drinks, Coca-Cola bought out the brand and more than tripled the number of supermarkets selling the drink. 3 years after joining Coca-Cola, Honest Tea founder Seth Goldman told E! The Environmental magazine that the merger with the beverage giant has taken organic products mainstream and made them accessible to millions of American shoppers. But for many Honest Tea customers, the sale to Coke was the same as selling out. Honest Tea is one of a growing number of small, socially responsible companies to get gobbled up by corporate America over the last 15 years. The buyouts were partly driven by federal organic standards and high profit potential in natural foods. The list of companies includes Ben & Jerry's, bought by Unilever, Tom's of Maine, taken over by Colgate-Palmolive, and The Body Shop, swallowed up by L'Oreal. Gary Hirschberg, co-founder of Stonyfield Farm, which was bought out by yogurt giant Danone Group a decade ago, insists the problem of global warming is just so severe. We need to harness the power of capitalism at a very big scale. But Jeffrey Hollander, founder of the natural household products firm Seventh Generation, has so far resisted the urge to go corporate. He notes corporate acquisitions of green companies rarely make news and few details that might clash with consumer expectations are released to the public. He observed these green companies will forever be making compromises, balancing profitability with doing the right thing. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Elaine Osowski.